The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. The Devil's Playground. The events and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
What mouth is it, Casey? Look at the crowds around all the different stands.
There's the wax museum and a shooting gallery. Is it always so crowded here, Larry?
Sure, well, all season. People come down here to go swimming on the beach, and they wander around evenings taking in all the excitement. They don't tell me you've never been here before.
First time, caught my eye. I was meant to, but after leaving the newspaper, well, you know how it is.
Well, even those newspaper hounds get a day off once in a while.
Anyhow, Mr. Reed suggested I come out here with you, so here we are.
Yes, with orders to see how all these scandalous concessions are going.
But why did Mr. Reed want me to go? I'm a secretary, not a reporter.
So we look like the rest of them. Couple out for a good time.
Mr. Dollar, here.
Here's the roller coaster, Casey. What do you think of it?
It's awfully fine, isn't it?
The devil's prison, I have our department. Hail, hail, the means of reference. And sure, your partner, the devil's dipper, only 50 cents half an hour to the fastest six-year roller coaster in the world.
How about a brother? You and the lady friend?
I'll leave him right now.
Like the drag, Casey?
No, thanks. Not me, though.
Why not? Sure, lady, there ain't nothing to worry about.
It doesn't look safe. Well, every time a car goes around that curve there, the whole support seems to shake.
That's the way it's built, lady. Vibration can't have it rigid.
Yes, but so much.
Face the ground you stand on, lady. Absolutely safe. Come on, get aboard the devil's dipper. You think it's better?
Well, the lady says no. I guess you'll lose the sale.
Come on, Lowry. Let's see what's further along.
Okay.
Well, now, the devil's dipper, folks. We'll pass the deal.
What's the matter with you, Casey? Now, don't you start telling me how to eat if I didn't want to ride that roller coaster.
The only way for us to get any dope for a future story is to ride those things.
You're the one that writes the stories, not me. Besides, it did shake a lot.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah, but forget it, Casey. There are plenty of people who don't go for roller coasters. How about a hot dog?
Okay,
there's a stand right over there.
Gosh, did you see that roller coaster go past?
Yeah, they streak around those turns like nobody's business. Come on.
Hey, what's that?
It sounded like a...
that roller coaster. See it back there at the bottom of that dip?
Oh, I'm dark. This says I can't see over.
I can. Looks like the car jumped the rail.
Anyone hurt?
Can't tell from here. Come on, back to the entrance.
Arrest him there! Arrest him there! The roller coaster! Please!
Stand back there, folks. Don't crowd around. We ain't let nobody in here.
Gangway, pull it through here.
Stop coming, will you?
Do you see it?
Here comes nobody in.
I'm right behind you, Lowry.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
Inside to see that accident.
All right, brother. Nobody gets past this gate.
But people might be hurt.
A little jarring, that's all. Nothing serious.
Listen, we're recorders. You can't keep up.
Recorders or whatever you are. Nobody goes in.
That's orders, see?
Stay here, Casey. I'll
turn on you.
Hey, what's the row? Easy does it.
Watch this gate and don't let nobody in, officer.
Okay.
That doesn't go for reporters.
Oh, you're a reporter?
He's Lowry from the Daily Sentinel.
Oh. Sure, let me in on this. It might be a story.
Well, yes, I guess reporters are...
Stay here. Everyone stay. The devil's dipper is private property, you understand?
And those people who are riding your roller coaster...
There's a doctor in there now. You can come in as soon as it's okay.
There ain't no story.
Well, for those
people,
how long are we going to have to wait?
Well, I hear different.
Now, stand back. Stand back, all of you. Stand back.
Dear? Mister? Reed! Ah, there I go. Getting all tangled up again. Got it the way Casey makes this here typewriter fly and using all 10 fingers too. So right side again. A new sheet of paper to begin first.
There we are, Casey. The boss is waiting.
Oh, hold on there.
No, but you know better than to... What's happened to my typewriter?
Yeah, the ribbon's halfway out.
And crumpled paper all over the floor. Oh, Ashford, what have you been up to?
No, take it easy, Casey. Can I help with if your machine is sold and ramshackle is falling upon it?
Oh, be game. It was all right until you got at it.
I better use the sledgehammer.
This is
big enough. No, look here, you two sparks.
I tell you plenty if Mr. Reed weren't expecting it.
Expecting it? He never said nothing to me about it.
Why should he?
Because I'm his bodyguard, that's why. And then furthermore, beyond that, Evening tours to sit here and keep people out where well, Casey's been gone.
Well, you can stop then. I'm back.
Here's our own sin on duty.
Miss Case, Mr. Reed. Dolly and I are back again.
I've been expecting you. Come in, both of you.
Hey, hold on that chair, Axe, but Mr. Reed doesn't want you.
Dolly, I can't understand, Miss Reed, since I get back.
Oh, Lolly, close the door. Well, Miss Case, I heard you and Lolly ran into a lot of excitement last night.
Yes, we did, Mr. Reed, and we've been out all this morning talking to people about it.
Maybe she'd rather be a reporter than a secretary, boss.
She'd do all right, too.
You got anything that the subtle can use?
Boss, we got plenty.
You know about the accident last night?
Well, yes, we already had that story in. What I want now is the facts on who's responsible for it.
End of ad, Mr. Reed. We got enough to call out the militia and have that roller coaster padlocked.
It isn't safe, Mr. Reed.
Sure of that? The statement made by the owner after the accident blamed it on a stick that had been lying across the rail.
And that's what he said, boss. By the time we got past the cops and took a look, well, they might have fixed things up.
What about the safety inspector?
That's just it, Mr. Reed. He gave him a clean bill of health on it.
Why are you so sure it wasn't merely an unfortunate accident?
Here's why, boss. These little statements.
Where they from? Some of the injured passengers?
No, Mr. Reed. The passengers only knew there was an accident. They didn't know how it happened.
I don't
These
see...
statements are from guys who count, boss.
Yeah, but I still...
The guys who built that roller coaster, the contractors. And here's one from one of the roller coaster employees. He worked right there. He knew what went on.
We got them this morning.
And every one of them sang.
Oh, good work. We'll be able to close down that rickety trap immediately. Hello, get me Gunnigan.
Shall I do the rewrite on this, boss?
Yeah, at once. Miss Case.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Take this other phone and call the composing and tell him to hold the front page. Gunnigan, for just a moment.
Give me composing.
Wally?
Yes?
Send Axford in here. Gunnigan, we're starting a campaign against ramshackle amusement concession.
Composing. Hold the front page for a second.
Now, that's right. We're going after them hammer and thorn.
Here I am, Rich. What's going on?
We have enough for a series, Gunnigan.
Well, plenty of proof.
No, we won't use names yet. No sense in using all our ammunition at once.
Ammunition, is it? Who shot who?
Oh, Axford, hush up.
Certainly name the roller coaster. The Devil's Dipper. It's unsafe. Hammer on it. I'll tell the readers we'll have more later. Miss Case, put these statements in an envelope.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
What can I do, Rich?
Axford, you're going to do some bodyguarding.
Glory be. You read?
No, those papers Miss Case has. You're going to see that nothing happens to them.
Oh, no, Reed. That ain't all. It's kind of a job for an E-man like me. I want something important.
Well, these papers are plenty important. They're going to make certain that innocent people aren't the victims of another accident like the one that happened last night. What about that accident? You told me there was a reporter from the Sentinel at the Devil's Dipper when it crashed.
Sure, with a dame, but they didn't get in.
I swear it, Durkin.
How? Oh, no, Durkin. Let's look at the facts calmly.
Calm, huh? You're in as deep as I am, Buckley. You're the inspector who okayed my permit on that roller coaster.
That's very true.
And you got plenty for it. A lot of good it's doing us now.
This doesn't answer my question. How did the Sentinel get enough information to be so positive?
If you read past the headlines, you'd know,
huh?
He ain't had a chance.
I have. The Sentinel got that information from the contractor and men who built the roller coaster.
What?
They have statements from them. Furthermore, they have a statement from one of your own employees, Durkin.
Do they say that?
Oh, not in so many words. This story in the Sentinel is just the beginning, Durkin. It intimates that unless I, as inspector, close down the Devil's Dipper, they have proof and they intend to publish it.
So that's why all those reporters outside are hot on the trail. They think the Sentinel's got an exclusive.
The Devil's Dipper will not close. That's what I paid you for, but we...
Relax, please, Durkin. I have this whole situation well figured out.
Yeah? You better have.
It's very simple. A few threats will take care of these witnesses the Sentinel talks about.
Sure, but they got statements, signed statements.
And that's where you come in, Scanlon.
Yeah? I'll get to the point, Buckley.
If I remember, Scanlon once did a stretch for a safecracking.
What about it?
Simply that I know where those statements are kept. They're being guarded by a man named Axford. He's not very smart.
Oh. Well, I get it. I swipe them statements before the Sentinel can use them, huh?
Precisely. As for those reporters out there, Durkin, come along. We'll see them together.
What are we going to tell them?
Leave that to me.
There they are.
What about that Sentinel yard?
Yeah,
what
about?
There's Buckley, the inspector. Are you closing them down?
Yeah,
The Sentinel newspaper has not only blackened the reputation of Mr. Durkin, but its report has caused him to lose a lot of trade.
He'll lose more than that.
Who are you?
I'm Lowry. The Sentinel's a paper I work for.
Is Durkin closing up or isn't he?
No, he is not.
What's more, as inspector, I can vouch for him. That accident was caused by a stick thrown across the rail by some passerby.
Surely unintentional.
There'll be a better story than that in the Sentinel tomorrow.
Young man,
you can tell your employer this. Both Mr. Durkin and I have been libeled. We intend to sue.
That's a laugh.
Well, we have proof.
Then you had better use it.
We're suing the Sentinel immediately unless it publishes the retraction.
Oh, it's unless, is it?
I don't like your tone. Gentlemen, you can notify the editors of your various papers that we are suing the Daily Sentinel. Today, we'll demand $1 million damage. And gentlemen, you may print this, too. Mr. Durkin and I are going to collect it.
Late that evening, Scanlon and an accomplice took up their post near Dick Reed's home in the entrance to a dark alley. There they waited until they saw the bulky figure of Mike Axford approaching.
There he comes, Monk. See him crossing the street?
You mean that big guy, Scanlon?
Hey, he ain't gonna be no pushover.
They'll handle him. But they sure was right about that guy being a little bit on the dumb side. All that kid was sending him a telegram to bring them statements to his boss's place, and he falls for it.
And what's that, Ray?
He's turned info.
That's them, all right. Couldn't be nothing else. Stay here in the shadows. When I talk to him, you know what to do.
It's all set.
Why, me, brother, you got a match?
Huh? Darling, it's a funny way to help out in the dark. And besides, I'm in too much of a hurry to...
Ow!
Ow! Why, you're dirty!
Again, Mom. You're just blood for cop. I got the envelope. Run for it.
That sounds like... Axford. Good Lord, Mike, what happened? Why are you here?
Johnny, I've been ambushed. They nabbed the papers. Somebody must have known you told me to bring him here.
What?
There was cinnamon bread all around me. Hey, tell me this.
Mike, I never told you to bring no statements to me.
Sure, and I'd have beat them all if they had. What? That's what you said?
How long ago did this happen?
Connie, Ray, you must have told me to come here. Here's your telegram. It's in the zone in black and white.
But I don't know what's wrong with you. Cato.
Yeah, what's
that? Get in the other room, Axford, and lie down. You have a bad bruise in your head.
It's beyond me, I was through the telegram. It's underhand. That's what it is.
Cato, the statements placing the blame for the roller coaster accident are gone, stolen. There's no doubt about who's responsible for that.
Mr. Durkin?
Oh, that's why Buckley and Durkin are so sure about suing the Daily Sentinel for libel. Without the evidence upon which we based our story, they've got us right where they want us.
Very bad, Miss Britt.
There's only one answer. Unless we recover those statements or get new ones from the same witnesses, there's no power on earth that can save us from this libel suit. What's more important, the Devil's Dipper will continue to operate and endanger the lives of hundreds of people.
What are you going to do, Miss Britt?
On the place. Get every available man out to try and get new statements from those witnesses. If that fails, Cato.
Yes?
This may be one more job for the Green Hornet.
Now to continue our story. With the evidence against the Devil's Dipper stolen, Dick Reed sent reporters out in an attempt to get their stories on paper a second time. But the attempt was doomed to fail.
Well, that's where we stand, boss. I went to every one of those witnesses after you phoned here to the paper last night.
And none of them would repeat his previous statement?
Not a one, boss.
Yes?
Mr. Buckley is here to see you, Mr. Reed.
Buckley?
Well, send him in this case, John. Come in yourself. Bring your notebook.
Oh, shoot, Daddy. That guy's here with a summons. Sure as I'm a foot high.
Well, I can't avoid it forever, Larry. Well, Buckley, you wanted to see me?
I didn't expect you'd be so easy to see.
Get to the point.
I wanted to have the extreme pleasure of serving you with this summons myself.
Don't imagine that you surprised me with this. You're just as crooked as Durkin, Buckley.
You can't talk to me like that.
No, we know all about you. Durkin runs the Devil's Dipper only because he bribed you to overlook its clumsy construction.
You need proof for that, Reed, not talk. Perhaps we should add a slander suit to this one for libel.
You deny what you know is true?
Your secretary needn't take notes, Reed. I'll do all my talking in court when you answer that summons.
Boss, I have a little summons.
Here, Mr. Case, file it.
In the wastebasket.
With pleasure.
Are you, Buckley? Open that door, Larry.
Here, what are you? Let go of me.
I'll go out, boss.
We're giving you the same treatment your summons got, only instead of the wastebasket.
You can't outside. Don't show your face around here again, or you'll get the same treatment.
What a he! I'll sue you for a floating battery, Reed. You can't get away with this.
Go ahead, try it. Only remember, the Daily Sentinel's going to keep after your rotten racket, libel suit or no libel suit.
That evening, after Dick Reed arrived at his apartment, he described the situation to Cato, his valet and the only living man to know him as the Green Hornet.
Well, that's the story, Cato. The witnesses refused to repeat their evidence. They've been intimidated, threatened.
I understand.
The Daily Sentinel's been sued for libel. No defense.
Peter, it's up to us to make sure this crookedness is settled once and for all.
Yes, sir.
Lowry told me about one of those witnesses, a man named Thomas. He's a lieutenant at the Devil's Dipper. His job is to inspect the roller coaster after closing time each night.
Will you talk?
If we get one to repeat his statement, the others will follow. Get the mask and gun, Cato, and we'll take the Black Beauty. Tonight, Thomas is going to meet the Green Hornet.
Don't
bother us with details, Thomas.
Go ahead and do your inspecting.
Yeah, make it snappy, Thomas. Me and Durkin will be waiting over in the shack next to the entrance.
I'm going.
Thomas.
Yeah?
Just a word of warning. Remember what we told you about any squealing.
We took care of that statement you signed for that Sutton report. We got them back, all of them, yours included. When that libel suit comes up, you keep your lip buttoned about the accident, you understand?
I ain't gonna talk.
You better not. You know what'll happen if you do.
I told you once I wouldn't talk no more. I ain't done enough.
Hey, look over there.
What?
One of the roller coaster cars is starting up the slope.
Huh?
Well, get after it, Thomas. You must have caught on the cable.
It's empty. How could it catch?
Said that's all. Go over and get it and snap it up.
I can't figure. Guess the cable control must have slipped and pulled the empty car up the grade. This whole Devil's Dipper ought to be junked and jammed. Rotten equipment all over. Where's that cable lever? Shut off. Guess I'll leave that car there till morning. No use.
You'll be with it, Thomas.
Huh? Who's that? Don't you know this place, Clark?
I'm a special visitor, Thomas.
Hey, you're masked. You're the Green Hornet.
Right.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you.
Me? For what?
You gave a statement to the papers about the accident.
I ain't got it now.
You might repeat it, Thomas.
Not me. I'm doing like Durkin and Scanlon told me to. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Perhaps they don't believe that.
Huh?
Perhaps Durkin and Scanlon are still afraid you'll try.
Jason Hornet?
As long as you're alive, you're a danger.
Durkin and Scanlon won't do nothing like that.
How do you know they don't plan to put you out of the way?
They said they'd pay me plenty for keeping quiet.
And you trust them, huh?
I got it.
Suppose I tell you there's no intention of paying.
Well, you just...
Suppose they want all that money from the libel suit for themselves.
They're the kind of guys to do a stunt like that, all right, but here, Hornet. What's your stake in this?
Sign this and I'll tell you.
What's that?
Look at it.
Okay, okay. Easy with the gun. I'll look. Hey, this is about the accident.
It's a duplicate of the statement you signed.
Yeah, and I thought they burned it.
Not before I got a copy. Sign it.
What?
You think you can trust Durkin and Scanlon?
What's that got to do with signing this?
When they know the Green Hornet has your signed statement, what'll happen then?
You mean they won't take a chance on doing nothing to me?
Exactly. You're safe as long as someone has your statement.
Yes, but...
And they pay plenty to get it back from the Green Hornet.
Hey, I never figured that. You're right. You're a smart guy.
Sign it.
Sure, pal. You and me, huh? We'll blackmail him for a load of dough. Yeah. That'll keep some guys to threaten me.
Here's a pen.
Okay. You're on the level, Hornet. You're split with me.
Whatever I get from Durkin and Scanlon, you'll get your share.
That's enough for me. There you are.
We thought you couldn't be trusted, Thomas.
Huh?
So you would double cross us.
What the? So that's it. You were testing me. You're in with Scanlon and Durkin.
You were warned to keep your mouth shut.
Tear off that statement. I won't talk or swear.
Too late.
Don't do it, Hornet. Don't. I can't. Stop. I can't breathe. You're in with...
Isn't the gas?
Every statement that is not enough. We'd say it was signed under threat of force. But now he believes Durkin and Scanlon tried to finish him.
Yes, sir.
We're making sure he doesn't change his mind.
Here, take each feet.
Yes, sir. I have never...
Get his arm. When he recovers from the effects of the gas, he'll be high up on the Devil's Dipper in that roller coaster car that stalled up above.
What for?
After we leave him there, I'm going to phone the police. Then we'll take care of Durkin and Scanlon.
This evening, Cato carried the unconscious form up the narrow catwalk high above the ground. They deposited Thomas's limp body in the stalled car. Leaving Cato on guard, Britt Reed descended and went to the nearest home, first removing his Green Hornet mask.
Police department? I'm calling from the amusement park. There's something wrong at the Devil's Dipper. Yes, that's right, the Devil's Dipper. Better get over in a hurry.
There's a
thinking, Durkin. What's happened to Thomas? He's been gone a long time.
Hey, he has a thought. Maybe that car gave him a little more trouble than he figured.
Yeah, maybe so. Still, I don't trust that guy.
Well, he's not going to talk.
He knows what'll happen. Why take chances? No sense in letting him out of our sight this late in the game.
We already burned that statement he gave to the Sentinel.
We can make another one, can't he? Come on.
Perhaps you're right.
We'll soon see if he's around or not.
Huh? There's the car.
Yeah, it's still up there. Stalled halfway up to the top of the first drive.
Well, that's funny.
Look, Tucker. There's someone up there. Is he standing up in the car?
Not lined against the sky. It must be.
Oh, another one. Right beside him. See, a little guy. It looks like he's holding a gun on top.
You're seeing things, Gallo. It's too dark to tell for sure.
We're going to make sure. Here's the truss going up. We'll climb up the catwalk.
Yes, hurry. Single file. That way's too slow.
But who's that?
Mass. The green pole.
Get on this roller coaster.
Stop. Oh, you're going to shut it down.
Okay, we're going.
That's better. I'll go with you. The cable will carry us up.
Now listen, Ryan, what's the idea? We ain't done nothing to you. The roller coaster over here, it's moving too.
Of course it is. The same cable lifts this one to the top of the first flight. Watch that one as well. See, it's going over the top now.
Hey, Wingard got out. He's standing at the top.
Hey, Thomas. Thomas is still in that roller coaster. He's getting a free ride along the whole length of your devil's dipper.
Hey, where are you going?
There you are.
You're jamming the brakes. We won't be able to stop.
Exactly. Once we reach the top of this first incline, this car will follow Thomas's. His brakes are jammed, too.
You can't do that.
What's the idea? Just making sure neither you nor Thomas will be able to get out before you reach the end of the devil's dipper.
Are you going playing games?
Yes, if you must know. Exactly that, Duncan. You and Scanlon have been playing a game with the public long enough, you and your infernal devil zipper. Now I'm taking a hand at it. Hey, here's the top, and here's where I get off. I'll let you and Thomas be this. If you want to catch Thomas, you better hurry. He's halfway down already. So here's a little shove. Now get on your way.
He's a day fast,
look at them, Cato. They're already over the first dip and going faster all the time. You fix the brakes on Thomas's car, I told you?
Yep.
Good. Either one of them will stop until they reach the end. Thomas is certain that Scanlon and Durkin have it in for him.
He kicked his own bad, Mr. Dick.
Seeing him come after him will make him even more afraid. You see them? They're going around that curve now with Durkin and Scanlon about 50 yards behind.
Should we go now?
Yes, it's high time we were on our way, Cato. But not that way. We walked straight into the police.
How then?
Down the beam. By the time the police get things straightened out, the Green Hornet will be miles away. I don't see nothing wrong.
This is utterly ridiculous, getting me down to a deserted roller coaster this time of night. Listen, Bucky, didn't a call come into the police saying something was wrong here? And aren't you the safety inspector for the amusement park?
Well,
then this is where you ought to be. Sergeant, there's nothing wrong here.
Looks like a false alarm right now.
Oh, yeah? Look at that.
I don't see nothing.
Where, Larry? Up on the roller coaster. Two cars coming around that last curve.
And you're right. There'll be this platform any minute.
This is Cal. Who'll be riding at this hour? Open the first, baby. What's that?
Hand that over, Larry. We're running this, not you.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Let me read it.
This fuss is ridiculous.
Yeah? You know what this statement is?
I have an owner care.
This is a signed statement about the accident.
Impossible. Those statements were...
That is, I mean...
Go on, say it.
They were swiped from the Daily Sentinel. That's what you were going to say.
That's right, Buckley. Nobody knew about those statements. How did you?
Hey, Dave McGurkin and Scanlon. That's our plenty. Nobody's put me on the spot. I haven't time for this.
Well, I'm leaving. You're staying here, Buckley.
Here comes your pal. We'll take him in, too.
Platform.
Make it snap.
Cops.
What's the idea?
Move. You're almost up, Durkin. You and your pals. We have Thomas' signed statement right here.
What statement?
Come on, I signed. You ain't putting me on the spot.
He's crazy. It was the Green Hornet.
Sure, the Green Hornet's working with you.
The Hornet? Is he in on this?
That's what I'm telling you. These guys sent him to get me. Only he slipped up. I'm screwing the whole work.
Why?
No, no, not stop you.
Listen, officer. I have nothing to do with it. I'll tell you the whole story.
He's as guilty as we are. We have the goods in all of you. You're going behind bars. If I could lay my hands on a Green Hornet, he'd be there with you.
You can't have everything, Sarge.
Sure, he got away. But the roller coaster is finished, and so is that rival suit.
Boy, I'll bet the boss will be tickled when he finds this out.